order. This is a special session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona to be held on Thursday, December 15th, 2016, 5:01 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Joan Hansen?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David Smith?
Present.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
And Councilmember Douglas Dunn is excused. City staff Richard Marsh, City Manager Ashley Coronado, City Clerk Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
Thank you. The first item of business is discussion of possible improvement involvement. Sorry, I'll try this again.
Boy, I was wondering if I was at the wrong meeting.
It could be. Well, it could be improved. Discussion of possible involvement of the city in litigation pertaining to SB 1487, which impacts the city's independence as a charter city. And Mr. Hansen.
Thank you. I'd like to... Let me start with this. There is the possibility of an executive session. I'd, of course, like to reserve that only if we need to have a discussion of legal strategy, and we might. I can start out with the kind of giving a background and laying out the scenario both for the council and members of the public here who are here as to, you know, kind of where we are with the litigation and what we're being asked to do. So by way of background, as you all know, the city of Bisbee is a charter city under the Arizona Constitution. When the Constitution was passed, it was passed with a lot of what were considered at the time very progressive provisions, and one of them was the charter city provision, which allowed cities who chose to be charter cities to enact ordinances and other city laws that were not necessarily in conformance with state law. They could add some things that the state legislation didn't require for cities, and sometimes they could pass things that might be at odds with state law, or at least arguably at odds with state law. So cities have done that for decades and decades and decades, and lately it's become an issue for a couple of reasons. The state legislature has not liked some of the things that charter cities have done, including the city of Bisbee, but also the city of Tucson, Flagstaff, and a few others. And so this past and ordinarily, if they didn't like something that a charter city would do, they and felt that it violated state law and wasn't a good ordinance, it would be, the onus would be on the Attorney General to file suit against that city to declare that ordinance to be unlawful. That avenue has always been open to the state through the Attorney General. What the legislature decided to do this past legislative session is to make it put kind of the burden on the cities, on the charter cities. And the way they chose to do it was with SB 1487. What that statute permits is for any one legislator to refer a matter to the Attorney General, asking for the Attorney General to investigate to determine whether a city ordinance violated state law. And if the Attorney General does, the Attorney General can then do an investigation and do one of three things. They can find that the city ordinance does not violate state law, they can find that it does violate state law, or they can say it may violate state law, but we're not sure. If it doesn't violate state law, then nothing further happens. If it does violate state law, according to the Attorney General, then a directive goes out to the state treasurer to withhold state shared revenues from that city. It's obviously a huge draconian act. If the Attorney General finds that it might violate state law but without a definite finding, then the matter is referred to the state Supreme Court to make that determination. And meanwhile, the city has to post a bond that's equal to something like, I think, the last 6 months of their state shared revenue. So that would be obviously prohibitively expensive. So SB 1487 was passed by the legislature and signed into law by the governor. Since that time, there have been three referrals made to the state attorney general. One was an action taken by the city of Snowflake related to a medical marijuana ordinance. That got resolved before any concrete action had to be taken. The second one was the city of Tucson. A Tucson legislator referred the city of Tucson's gun ordinance to the attorney general. That ordinance provided for the destruction of guns that had been seized and held as seized during crimes. And the state had recently passed a law saying, you know, you can't do that. So the attorney general did make an investigation of the city of Tucson's ordinance, and they've decided that it might violate state law, which means that it would go to the state Supreme Court, and the city of Tucson would have to post a humongous bond. Meanwhile, since everybody that's been involved with this could kind of see where things were heading, the League of Cities retained outside counsel, Perkins Coie, to start preparing a defense, not to the gun ordinance. Everybody feels, you know, that's up to Tucson to, you know, uphold their gun ordinance or not. It's not the city of Bisbee's ordinance. It's not other cities. It's not the League of Cities. But what everybody does care about, this League of Cities and all charter cities and all other cities, quite frankly, is whether this SB 1487 essentially eviscerates a city charter form of government. Because if you choose to pass an ordinance on anything that some legislator doesn't like, you can wind up going through this extrajudicial process through the Attorney General's office, and the penalties are just so huge that you just don't do it anymore. It really kind of chills the ability of cities and restricts their independence. So that's what the League has been concerned about, and that's why they retained the firm of Perkins Coie. And of course, I need to add one other major important thing here. The city of Tucson is going to be challenging the Attorney General's action before the Supreme Court. And before the Supreme Court, they are going to argue not only that their gun ordinance is valid and lawful, but also that SB 1487 is unconstitutional. And the League will be joining them, not on the gun ordinance part, but just on the constitutionality of SB 1487. Meanwhile, because it wasn't entirely clear that the Supreme Court could or would hear that issue, at least not in in that setting, the city of Tucson filed an action in Superior Court to enjoin the Attorney General from moving forward with the SB 1487 action. The League of Cities has asked the city of Bisbee and other cities as well to join their amicus brief in the state Supreme Court and in Superior Court. An amicus brief, some of you may be familiar with it, when a lawsuit is A versus B, but there's a lot of other people who care about the issue, say that A is fighting for, can ask the court for permission to file a brief with the court, even though they're not a party to the case. So it's a friend of the court brief to aid the court in its deliberations. And they would be asking us to join their friend of the court brief. So that's what we're here for tonight, is to see whether the council is interested in having us, the city, join the amicus brief of the League of City and Towns to challenge SB 1487, both before the Supreme Court and in Superior Court in Tucson. Okay. And with that, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Questions, Council? What about the cost of doing this?
Well, the cost for us to do it will be nothing, because we will be joining an amicus brief that the League of City and Towns has paid for. Now, the League of City and Towns did say that they would be asking for voluntary contributions from cities, since, you know, it's a league bill and it's something they don't ordinarily budget for. And I said, that's fine, and I could voluntarily tell you that the City of Bisbee does not have money to be voluntarily paying anybody anything they don't have to pay, and she understood. So.
Right. And if I might, as I understand, we're actually providing our support of them, mm-hmm. you see. So as would other cities, basically saying, you know, I'm not involved in this gun thing,
right.
but I'm sure in agreement that this isn't the right thing to do
right.
for a charter city. So.
Well, I can certainly see where this bill is potentially and currently infringing on our charter city rights. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had issues with the bag ban. That could be the next, you know, they could take us to court
sure.
for that. So I'm personally in favor of us supporting this.
Sounds good to me.
Ms. Klein, do you have any comments or questions?
Not right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Surely. Ms. Hansen?
I think it's very important for us to lend our voice to it, not only for the reasons that Councilmember Davis indicated, but also as a show of the fact that charter cities are very important and need to be protected.
Hearing nothing else, do we have a motion? I therefore will move that we join in the amicus brief with the City of Tucson.
Okay. I second.
Yeah, there's I think I drafted a motion for if we
yeah,
came out of executive.
You did, and I'm sorry if I missed.
Okay.
Then I move.
Okay.
That pursuant to ARS 38-41.03. Paren A, close paren.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor. There's two motions here. One, if you were coming out of executive session or going into executive session, that's the going into executive session motion, but there should be in the CAF a motion that if you wanted to support the League of City and Towns and join the amicus briefs. Is that in there?
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't bring mine.
Okay. I move to direct the city attorney in his discretion and after consultation with the mayor to file an amicus brief or join the League of Cities and Towns in its amicus brief in any litigation pertaining to SB 1487.
Second. Ms. Cornell.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. The motion passes 5-0. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
Those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carried. Thank you all. This was an important issue that needed to be taken care of right away because of